This is St. Louis Public Radio. 2 months after vandalism at Hesed Shel Emeth Cemetery in University City made international headlines, the historic Jewish cemetery has returned to its routine, but with increased security. Police have no suspects. And, as St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard tells us, the community is still grappling with a crime that brought an outpouring of shock and support.
From beneath her umbrella, cemetery director Anita Feigenbaum points out headstones that were knocked down by vandals last February. The desecration made headlines around the world.
This area, I would say, as we walk through here, was very heavily hit. Starting here, you would just see rows knocked down. There's an example of a monument that was totally knocked down, broken.
16 headstones were damaged beyond repair, but most of the 154 toppled headstones were uprighted within days. They're difficult to pick out from the 22,000 monuments that mark graves in this historic Jewish cemetery that was started by Russian immigrants in 1893. Back in her office, Feigenbaum says it was the outpouring of support that people need to remember. Though many labeled the vandalism a hate crime, she is careful not to do so, unless police find evidence.
If the intention and motivation was nefarious, right, then what they got out of it was not what they wanted. It brought together communities and unity that far exceeded anybody's expectations.
There are few visitors on this rain-drenched morning. Feigenbaum says it's usually a peaceful sanctuary. Unlike the days after the vandalism, when hundreds of worried people came to check on the graves of their loved ones, and hundreds more turned out for an interfaith vigil to hear Vice President Mike Pence and Governor Eric Greitens denounce the crime.
And what happened here in this terrible act of vandalism caused a lot of pain for a lot of families. What you've demonstrated.
The cemetery vandalism came amid a torrent of anti-Semitic incidents around the nation that included bomb threats to Jewish schools and community centers. According to the Anti-Defamation League, anti-Semitic incidents rose 86% during the first quarter of this year. The organization's regional director, Karen Oresti, says that while it's important to avoid speculation about the vandalism, there's no denying how people felt.
Maybe we don't know the intent of the people who chose Hesed Shel Emeth, but we know the impact. And you can say that the intent may not have been anti-Semitism, but the impact sure feels like it.
The story has been further complicated by the arrests of a St. Louis man who police say made some of the bomb threats to frame his girlfriend, and of a Jewish teenager in Israel who made threats to Jewish institutions in the United States. Oresti was at the cemetery the morning the vandalism was discovered. She watched the story take off on Twitter, and she says social media intensified the impact and the anxiety.
If things happen immediately, we want to see resolution immediately too, and that still hasn't happened. And I think that's really hard for a lot of folks.
Oresti says the response of the interfaith community of St. Louis has been a positive. It came together, as it always does.
Do we have something we can learn uniquely from this? I don't know. I think broadly we just have to figure out all the different structures that will help people understand that treating somebody as the other doesn't get us anywhere.
University City Police say the investigation remains open. There are no suspects. The Anti-Defamation League is offering a $10,000 reward for information. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.